Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Three times in the past 14 years, a mysterious form of death striking from space has claimed the lives of Solar Guardsmen while on Comet Watch Patrol in Sector 7. Now, as Captain Powers, the fourth victim of this strange malady, clings to life by a tenuous thread, Captain Strong and Dr. Joan Dale of Space Academy make a startling discovery.
There's no question about it, Joan. We can't brush off this medical report. Captain Powers shows every symptom of acute radiation sickness. Well, he's been exposed to intense gamma radiation.
But, Steve, now the question is, where did the radiation come from?
We've only one possible clue to that, Joan. The last thing Captain Powers saw before he collapsed was a strange asteroid that seemed to be giving off sparks.
Well, that could have been his imagination. He was a very sick man.
His little son, Jody, who was with him at the time, saw the same thing.
Yes, but Jody's just a child with a big imagination. How can you take his word for it?
Yeah, that's true, Joan. And I would feel the same way you do, but when my boys on the Polaris took over the Comet Watch in Sector 7, they saw it too. No, there can't be any doubt about it, Joan. That strange asteroid that seems to give off sparks is an asteroid of death, and it must be destroyed.
Well, Roger, I just checked the whole ship, and she's all set to go as soon as the skipper comes round.
Yeah, well, I'm not set.
Hey, what are you burning your reactors about?
How does that dumb Venusian astro rate getting out of this mission?
Don't ask me, Roger. I don't plot the course in this academy.
Astro falls behind in his grades, so he gets a chance to dope off, while we have to go back to Sector 7 and look for an asteroid that gives off sparks. Happy 4th of July.
Who do you think you're kidding, Roger? You're just heating your tubes because you miss the kid, Jody Powers.
Me miss him? What do I look like, a nursemaid? That's all I need, a kid around me, tagging after me all the time, being a pest. I had all I could take of him on the trip back from Comet Watch. Why, I'm glad they sent him home with his aunt.
Go on, Roger, I'm listening. Tell me more.
Oh, go blow your jets. So what if I do miss him? He was a cute little...
Hey, stow it. There's the airlock signal now. The skipper's coming aboard.
If I'd only had a chance to see Jody before he went away, I wouldn't mind so much. He probably thinks I forgot all about him.
All right, boys. Everything ready for blast-off?
Yes, Captain Strong. The ship's been checked from stem to stern.
Good. Dr. Dale is coming along. She's below now, setting up some special equipment. She'll fill in on the radar bridge while you take over on the power deck, Manning.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, now. Take your stations. We blast off immediately. Control deck to radar bridge. Check in.
Radar bridge, aye.
What's our position, Joan?
Crossing Mars orbit. Should reach destination shortly.
All right. Patch in your scanner down here and join us on the control deck.
Right, Steve.
Corbett, tell Manning to come up here, too.
All right, sir. Control deck to power deck.
Power deck, aye.
Cut space speed 1/4, Roger, and report up here.
It's about time. This chicken coop is driving me space happy.
Your friend Manning seems to have a chip on his shoulder.
Oh, not really, sir. He misses Jody Powers.
What? Well, that's a great combination. Roger Manning and little Jody.
Well, I can't understand it either, sir. Astro and I made a big fuss over Jody when we had him on Comet Watch, but he ignored us. Roger brushed him off, and the kid followed him around like a little puppy. They became great pals.
Radar bridge is secure, Steve.
Oh, good. Well, Joan, say, you look a little tired.
No, not tired. Just a little nervous.
That Manning reporting.
Stand easy, Manning. I just want to get everything organized. We're nearing our goal. I don't know whether we're going to find that meteor, but we're going to comb every inch of space in this orbit. I'm setting up a continuous heel and toe watch. Everyone will be in for long stretches of duty.
Sir, you really think that floating spark plug was the cause of Captain Power's illness?
I'm positive, but we still have to prove it. Now, any questions?
No, sir.
All right, Dr. Dale and I will take the first watch. You two are relieved for the next 2 hours.
Aye, sir.
Now, come on, Roger. Let's hit the sack. brother, that bunk looks awfully good to me. Call me at noon, Manning, and draw me a hot tub when I get up.
Don't worry, pal. According to the skipper, this tub will be plenty hot when we get near that asteroid.
Well, you better sack in, Roger. You're going to be glued to that scanner for hours.
Ah, who's tired? I think this is a wild goose chase anyway. That blasted meteor isn't hanging around just for us to come back and take a pot shot at it.
Well, the only thing we can do is try.
Say, who was in my locker? I thought I told you to keep out of it, Tom.
What are you blasting about? I wasn't even near it.
No, then why is the door open? If you mess things up, I'll... Hey, jumping Jupiter. Tom, come here, quick.
What is it, Roger?
Look, we've got a stowaway aboard.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spaceman, how would you like to have a cutout collection showing pictures of all your favorite space cadets? Well, that collection is waiting for you right now down at the grocery store. On the back of every regular-sized package of Kellogg's Pep, you'll find an exciting picture cutout of one of your favorite space cadets. There's a picture of Astro, Tom Corbett, Roger Manning, and Dr. Joan Dale. You want to have the whole set, so don't waste any time starting. Get a regular-sized package of Kellogg's Pep just as soon as you can. See these exciting full-length pictures. They're not just drawings, you know. Each cutout is an actual picture. And each cutout shows one of the space cadets in his official space cadet uniform. Now, the pictures are swell for cutting out, framing, and hanging on the wall. Or you can paste them in a space cadet scrapbook. There are loads of things you can do with space cadet cutouts, so don't wait another day. Go to your favorite grocery store and get a regular-sized package of Kellogg's Pep. Right on the back of the package, you'll see the Space Cadet cutout. But remember now, to get your picture cutouts, just be sure you get the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
As Captain Strong, Dr. Dale, and the crew of the Polaris rocket through space in a desperate search for the strange asteroid that has caused the deaths of three Solar Guard officers, Tom and Roger discover a stowaway aboard ship. Now, on the control deck, Captain Strong watches Dr. Dale anxiously.
What's the matter, Joan? You've been sitting in that chair watching that scanner without saying a word. Now, what's on your mind?
A lot of things, Steve. Especially that asteroid. I just don't know what to make of it. If it really is the cause of the trouble, it must be radioactive.
Well, that's no problem. We'll find it and destroy it.
Well, it isn't as simple as all that, Steve. For one thing, it's dangerous. But that isn't what's bothering me. Just what is this asteroid, and what makes it so different?
Captain Strong.
Well, up so soon, Corbett?
Well, we couldn't sleep, sir. We have a little problem.
Well, one more problem shouldn't make any difference. What's yours?
Well, this one came up rather unexpectedly, sir.
Well, out with it.
Sir, we have a stowaway.
A stowaway?
What? Yes, sir.
Bring him in, Roger.
Okay, Tom.
Here he is, sir.
Jody Powers.
Great Galaxy, where did you find him?
In my locker, sir, fast asleep. He's been there all the time.
Well, that's just fine. Jody, you've put us in a bad spot. Why did you do it?
I don't know, sir. I just didn't want to go home. I didn't mean to cause any trouble.
Well, this sure throws a monkey wrench into our plans.
Why, sir? He's no trouble. I'll see to it that he keeps out of the way.
This isn't a pleasure cruise, Manning. We have work to do. Dangerous work, and we can't be worrying about a child. Well, I'll have to notify the Academy. They'll order us back for sure.
Can't we just forget about notifying the Academy, sir?
Absolutely not. We can't take the chance. Jody must be taken back.
Gee, the space warning.
Switch on the scanner, quick.
Pretty good-sized blip, sir.
Corbett, pick this up on the magnoscope.
Aye, sir. There it is, sir.
It isn't too clear. Can you get it sharper, Corbett?
Raise it to maximum magna power.
Suffering Saturn, look, sir.
Well, we can forget about taking Jody back now. He's in this with the rest of us.
The sparkling asteroid.
No doubt about it, sir. There's our space firecracker. Once you've seen it, you can't forget it.
What a lucky break. That floating spark plug must have been out looking for us.
Well, now the question is, what are we going to do about Jody?
Well, don't worry, sir. I'll take care of him.
We'll need every hand on deck. Take him into the bunk room and see that he stays there.
Yes, sir. Come on, Jody.
I hope you're not mad at me, Roger.
Of course not, Jody. I'm glad to have you aboard.
Well, Joan, what do you make of the asteroid?
I don't know, Steve. I've never seen anything like it. We'll have to move in much closer before I'll know what it's all about.
Jody, secure, sir. We promised to stay in there.
Thanks, Manning. All right, cadets. We'll get as close to the meteor as we can. Dr. Dale will watch for any increase of radioactivity in the ship so that you can prepare for it. But Break out your spacesuits and have them ready.
Why, sir? Are we going outside the ship?
Who knows? We don't know what we're up against, so we'll be prepared for anything. Well, one more thing. I don't want any unnecessary chances. Just try and remember how Captain Powers looked when we found him. Now, take your stations. Manning, below. Corbett, radar bridge.
Aye, sir.
Right, Captain. Listen, right.
All right, I'm ready, Steve. Move in as slowly as you can while I take my readings.
Right, Joan. Control deck to power deck. Check in.
Power deck, aye.
We're going to swing into a parallel orbit with the asteroid. Then one half space speed until we're abreast of it.
Aye, sir.
Control deck to radar bridge. Check in.
Radar bridge, aye.
Set course for parallel orbit, and don't make it too tight.
Right, sir.
I don't understand it, Steve. These gauges have hardly moved. At this distance, there isn't enough radioactivity to hurt a flea.
We'll be in closer soon, Joan. You'll get all the radioactivity you're looking for then.
We're at asteroid level, sir. Ready to swing into parallel orbit. 10 degrees right, tangent 5.6 will do it.
Got it, Corbett. Manning, steering vane set. Give us a short blast.
Here it comes, sir. Firing short blast.
Good. All right, Corbett. Keep our orbits locked until further notice.
Say, Captain Strong, I think this is all a false alarm. I don't feel a thing.
Maybe it's because you're so thick-skinned, Manning. Just follow orders and keep your opinions to yourself.
Aye, aye, sir.
Steve, I don't understand this. We're much closer now, and still all I get is just a slight increase in gamma ray activity. Nothing like what I expected to find.
What do you make of it?
Well, if this is all the radiation we're going to get from that asteroid, we'll have to find another reason for Captain Power's illness.
Then we're right back where we started from. We may as well give up and head back to Earth.
Wait, Steve, there's another thing I don't understand. Those flashes on the surface, those sparks, I keep wondering about the composition of that asteroid.
Oh, well, there's only one way to find out. I'll go over and get a piece of it. That'll answer all your questions.
I hope it will, Steve, but I still can't help feeling there's something terribly wrong.
Come now, Joan. I'll hop over there in the jet boat and get your sample. You can take it back to your laboratory and examine it. Hello, Corbett.
Aye, sir.
Take over on the control deck with Dr. Dale. I'm going over to the asteroid with Roger.
Right, sir.
Steve, promise me you'll be careful.
Oh, but Joan, there's nothing to worry about. You said there wasn't enough radiation to harm a flea.
I know, but something about that asteroid rings a warning bell in my mind. I just don't know what it is, and I just can't help feeling there's danger out there. Terrible danger.
I've got the jet boat wide open, sir. We ought to reach the asteroid in 5 minutes.
And we'll circle her first, make sure it's safe to land.
The thing looks harmless enough.
Yes, but I wish I knew what causes that sparkling effect. Take that, will you, Manning?
Aye, sir. Manning here.
Manning, this is Dr. Dale. Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine, ma'am. It's a little quiet out here. Not much traffic.
Let me talk to her, Manning. Hello, Joan.
Yes, Steve.
Now, stop worrying. Everything's under control. Well, there's not a thing to worry about.
The jet boat is circling the asteroid, Dr. Dale. Everything looks okay.
Call them again, Tom.
Oh, ma'am, we just spoke to them a couple of minutes ago.
I know, but I'll feel better if we maintain contact.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, jet boat. Come in.
What do you want now, Junior? Why'd you stop bothering us?
Just checking, Roger. Say, can you clear up your transmission? We're getting a lot of noise.
What? What'd you say?
A lot of interference. Keep that channel open, Corbett. Maintain radio contact.
Roger. Can you hear me? Roger. Dr. Dale, I've lost them. It's impossible to get through that interference. Come in, Polaris. Tom, come in. It's no use, Captain Strong. We can't get through that static.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're almost ready to land on the asteroid anyway. Shift our heading 2 degrees down and we'll hit the bullseye.
It's no use, ma'am. I can't get through to the jet boat. That hash is too heavy.
And they're getting closer to the asteroid every second.
Can I come out now?
Jody.
Oh, you poor child. We forgot all about you.
It's awful lonesome in there. Can I stay here with you?
Of course you may, Jody.
Where's Roger? He said he'd be back to see me.
Jody, if you look through that viewport, you can see Roger and Captain Strong in that jet boat.
Right there, Jody. See them?
Jumping Jupiter.
What's the matter?
That's the same asteroid I was watching with Dad before he got sick.
How do you know, Jody?
Those sparks. I told Dad they reminded me of a bunch of lightning bugs.
Say, we never thought of questioning Jody before, and he was an eyewitness all the time. Jody, do you remember anything else?
Well, I went to bed, and Dad kept watching him. He came in later, and he was very excited. He told me I missed a wonderful show. There was a big explosion on the asteroid.
An explosion?
Yes. Then he went back to watch it some more. Next morning, he was very sick.
An explosion that caused Captain Power's radiation sickness. But that could only be an atomic Yes, of course, that's the answer. Tom, we've got to get them back right away.
But why, Dr. Dale?
I haven't time to go into details. That asteroid is made of contraterrene matter.
Contraterrene? What's that?
Listen carefully and try to understand. All substance in space bears a positive electronic charge. Occasionally, we meet a free piece of matter which is negatively charged. That kind of substance is contraterrene.
Great, Galaxy, I'm beginning to get it. If positive matter touches negative matter, an atomic explosion...
Yes, every spark you see out there is a minute particle of space debris hitting that contraterrene asteroid. And if that jet boat ever touches the asteroid, Captain Strong and Roger will be blown to bits.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spacemen, stand by for an important message from Tom Corbett. Before Tom started out on his latest mission, he made a special teleceiver recording of some things he wanted to tell all spacemen about Kellogg's Pep. So, take it away, message control.
Cadet Corbett speaking. I just want to tell you all how important it is to eat Kellogg's Pep. First of all, when you eat Kellogg's Pep for breakfast, you don't have to worry about getting enough vitamin D. There's a whole day's supply in every serving of Kellogg's Pep. And besides vitamin D, you get vitamin B1. And you know that's essential. And because Kellogg's Pep is whole wheat, you get many other necessary food values that help you build strong bones and muscles. When you put all that together, it means Pep gives you more build-up food values than any other wheat flakes. And just to top it off, Pep rates number one for flavor in mess halls all over the solar system, as well as right here at Space Academy. So take a tip from me, spaceman. Start your day with Kellogg's Pep.
Hear that, spaceman? And it's just like Tom Corbett says, for vitamin D and vitamin B1. For build-up food values and for that whole wheat and malt flavor, get Kellogg's Pep. And remember, there's an exciting Space Cadet picture cutout right on the back of every package of the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
As Captain Strong and Roger Manning near the mysterious sparkling asteroid in a jet boat, Dr. Dale, waiting aboard the Polaris, fearfully watches their approach, realizing that as they rocket toward it, they are hurtling toward their doom.
If that jet boat ever touches the asteroid, Captain Strong and Martin Manning will be nothing but radioactive dust.
Well, they're almost there, Dr. Dale.
Tom, try reaching them again. You've got to contact them.
Manning! Captain Strong! Come in, Manning! Oh, it's no use, Dr. Dale. We're not getting through.
But we must. We must.
There's only one chance, Dr. Dale. If I can intercept them with a Polaris.
What?
I'll try to guide the ship between them and the asteroid before they reach it.
Tom, can you do it? It'll be like threading a needle.
Well, here's where Corbett becomes a space seamstress. Fasten Jody down, Dr. Dale, and hold tight.
We're closing in on the asteroid, sir. We're no more than 5 miles away.
At 10,000 feet, cut your relative speed down to 10 foot seconds. From there, we'll brake by eye.
Now that I've got a close look, I think we've been cruising in the wrong orbit. That asteroid looks pretty harmless to me.
I wouldn't be surprised. Have you been able to raise the Polaris?
No, sir. Too much static. Say, wait a minute, Skipper. Doesn't that look as if the Polaris is coming toward us?
That's just an illusion, Roger. Movement and distance are very deceptive in space. They have no reason to be moving toward us. Keep going.
Tom, faster. They're getting dangerously close to that asteroid.
We're at full space speed now, ma'am.
Tom, you'll never make it. There isn't room. We'll either hit the jet boat or the asteroid and we'll all be blown up.
We can't stop now, Dr. Dale. We've got to go through with it.
Stand by to cut the motor, Roger. We'll drift in. All right. Cut it.
Right, sir.
Captain Strong, look. Look over there. The Polaris is bearing down on us.
What in blazes is Corbett trying to do? Run us down? Full power, Manning. Get out of their way. Swing around.
Okay, sir. Keep your fingers crossed.
Jupiter, I never thought I'd see the inside of the Polaris again.
Oh, Steve, it was so close, but Tom had to do it.
Yeah, but have you any idea what it looks like to have a mountain of steel bearing down on you?
We were very lucky, all of us.
And it was little Jody who gave us the clue that made me realize our asteroid of death was contra terrene.
Well, where do we go from here, Dr. Dale? What do we do about it?
Now that we know the asteroid is made up of negative matter, it'll be a simple thing to destroy it. By pushing an equal amount of positive matter against it, it'll blow itself up.
Oh, good idea, John.
You know, Roger, I never thought I'd be so glad to see that ugly face of yours again.
Yeah, it'll take more than a contra-terrene asteroid to get rid of me. And by the way, where'd you ever learn to pilot a spaceship?
Roger, are you all right?
Oh, sure thing, Jody. Nothing can KO your Uncle Roger.
Uncle? Oh, brother.
And there's the real hero. If anyone deserves the Spaceman Medal of Honor, it's our little stowaway.
Well, he certainly does. Cadet Jody Powers, attention.
Yes, sir.
The crew of the Polaris salutes you.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Tuesday, when the crew of the Polaris is given a 10-day leave. And a trip to Venus becomes a holiday of terror. Tune in same time, same station on Tuesday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast were Jan Merlin, Edward Bryce, Margaret Garland, and Sarah Fussell. Today's program was written by Jack Weinstock and Willie Gilbert, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret! In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin bran but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program has come to you from New York.